أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون صدق الله العظيم After speaking about the Banu Nadir, the errors, the failures, the breaking of the covenant with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the believers, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses the most urgent of our matters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us how to lead our lives, and hence more important than everything else is the kind of frame of mind that a believer is supposed to have with regards to this world, his thoughts about this world, and that of the hereafter. Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah, O you who have brought iman, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Waltandur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad, and let the soul see what it has sent forth for tomorrow. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a very, very important aspect, that in every other department of our lives, we do assessments, we do quality control, and hence here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us that we should also assess our amal, and we should also introspect and look at the conditions of our amal. We all know deeds will either be good or deeds will be bad, and hence man is here commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to perpetuate, to continuously look at the fact that how are our deeds? Are those deeds good deeds? Are those deeds ill or evil deeds? And good and evil will be that which is defined by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second aspect of this, وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ, is that we are supposed to look at the quality of our deeds. One is good and bad, and then the good deeds, whether they are done with ikhlas, with sincerity, whether they are done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or are our deeds fake, that we are doing it, outwardly everything looks good, but the intention, the motive is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah save us, or there is no intention whatsoever. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the fact that one is to look at the deeds, whether they are good or bad, and then if they are good deeds, then obviously we should look at the quality of our deeds, and the quality will be determined by the level of our ikhlas, our sincerity, and lillahiyat, that we do only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah ta'ala says, lighadin, lighad, for tomorrow. Now here there are two important messages that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us. Number one, that if there is a tomorrow, if there is a today, then most certainly there would be a tomorrow. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is showing us that the certainty of the day of Qiyamah, as certain as this world would be, that tomorrow is going to be. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us here the certainty of the day of Qiyamah, it is going to happen. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us like how today is a day, and hence Allah Rabbul Izzat is showing us the shortness of this life, that this life is equivalent to one day. No matter how many years decades a person may live, he can pass the century mark, but all in all, it is just one day, and hence the shortness of this life is also brought to our attention. And some ulama have stated that forget the day, one day is our life. Before the end of the day, we ourselves can leave this world, and hence the tomorrow may come before the actual tomorrow that we are anticipating. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows a great deal of certainty with regards to the day of Qiyamah. And again, we've discussed this aspect that Qiyamah may not come tomorrow, but we would leave this world and our journey to the tomorrow would also begin before we know it. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wattaqullah, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Wattaqullah in this one ayah, or in this portion of the ayah, has been brought twice. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullah, O you who believe, fear Allah. Wattaqullah, and fear Allah. So Hazrat Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi used to say that the first ittaqullah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to abide by all the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second wattaqullah is to keep away from all the prohibitions, all those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram. Other ulama have stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought wattaqullah twice, and in between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to assess and evaluate our amal. So Allah Rabbul Izzat is showing us that before we have begun our amal, our action, we should make sure it is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the action has been completed, then we should assess and evaluate once again and make sure it is only for the sake of Allah, that there is no ostentation, there is no riya. We haven't done it for show or for any other purposes. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. However our assessment may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of your deeds and what you have done. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. Do not become like those people who have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. That a person forgets Allah, then there is no loss to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they have forgotten themselves. They have forgotten the consequences of their affairs with regards to the day of Qiyamah, the life after this life, and hence that person is going to destroy himself. To forget Allah is to our own detriment. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And if a person forgets Allah, then what happens? That person is the transgressive one. He breaks the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة. In this world we may be of different nationalities, we may be of different countries of origin, we may have different cultures, etc. But insofar as the akhirat is concerned, there are going to be only two groupings, أصحاب الجنة and أصحاب النار. And the people of Jannah and the people of the fire of Jahannam, لا يستوي, they are not equal. Neither would they be equal in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, insofar as the deeds are concerned, the deeds would not be the same. So there will be marked differences between the ways of life of the Ashabul Jannah and the Ashabul Nar. Ashabul Jannati humul fa'izun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions just one of the two groups, that the people of Jannah, humul fa'izun, they are the ones that will be triumphant. They will be the ones that will be successful insofar as the hereafter is concerned. Seemingly in this world, there may be difficulties, there may be some kind of inconveniences that it may seem to be that they are going through. But the reality is this, that success would belong to them. May Allah Ta'ala make us from amongst us, Abul Jannah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdihi. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.